From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A monster storm bearing down on the upper Midwest is so intense, forecasters are comparing it to a hurricane. 40 to 50 mile per hour winds toppled trees and power lines, grounded flights out of Chicago. The storm, possibly one of the worst to pound the region in decades, is also taking a toll on communities in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Public Radio's Chuck Kurenbach reports a tornado appears to have touched down near Milwaukee.
The National Weather Service says the tornado hit the small community of Sturtevant in the early morning. Some homes were damaged, and so was a local factory. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle says he's being kept up to date by state and local emergency management officials who have noted the storm system is unusually intense for mid-autumn.
So, you know, batten down the hatches, and I hope we get through it. I'm sure we will, but hope we get through it with minimal damage.
Weather forecasters say the high winds are supposed to last into the evening. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kurenbach in Milwaukee.
California Republican Senate candidate Carly Fiorina has been hospitalized. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports Fiorina is being treated for an infection related to post-breast cancer reconstruction.
Fiorina's chief of staff released a statement on Tuesday saying the 56-year-old challenger to Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer entered the hospital today. It did not divulge where she's being treated. The statement says Fiorina was diagnosed with breast cancer about a year and a half ago and, quote, had reconstructive surgery this summer and remains cancer-free today. The statement went on to say Fiorina, quote, came down with an infection associated with the reconstructive surgery and says Fiorina was hospitalized in order to receive antibiotics to fight the infection. Two events in Southern California were canceled today, but Fiorina's staff says she'll return to active campaigning soon. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
At least 108 people are dead from a tsunami that struck off the coast of Sumatra yesterday following an earthquake. Separately, authorities are still evacuating residents near a volcano that erupted today and reportedly killed at least 18 people. Once the international face of Saddam Hussein's regime in Iraq, Tariq Aziz has been sentenced to death by hanging for persecuting Shiites. No word when he might go to the gallows. Aziz has 30 days to launch an appeal. The BBC's Jim Muir reports a former foreign minister became known as Saddam's defender and a fierce American critic.
His image inside the country was not dissimilar to that outside. He was regarded as not a powerful figure, an urbane human face, if you like, of the regime. And because he's a Christian also, he's not seen as one of the key figures. And if he were spared, I don't think you'd see a lot of outrage and demonstrations on the streets.
The BBC's Jim Muir reporting. The Dow's down three at 11,164. This is NPR. Anti-fraud police in Nigeria have published on a website a list of more than 100 mainly prominent individuals who they say should not be allowed to run for political office. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton reports some on the blacklist are being prosecuted for alleged corruption.
Nigerians are digesting this bombshell list of names in an atmosphere of political tension as West Africa's giant prepares for key elections next year. The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, the anti-fraud squad, mentions politicians, business executives, and other high-profile Nigerians it deems unsuitable to compete for political office. The commission is urging Nigeria's political parties not to endorse any of the 100 individuals. Included in the list is one declared presidential hopeful, former powerful state governors, former ministers, three serving MPs, and two serving senators. Experts say some are still busy campaigning. Afabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
A highly controversial pension reform bill in France is on its way to being signed into law. Strikes are beginning to ease, with more unions showing interest in negotiating. Barricades at some oil refineries have ended, allowing fuel to leave for the first time in weeks. However, picketers at ports are still preventing crude from entering their sites. In the U.S., consumer confidence is rising, though it's still weighed down by high unemployment. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index rose to 50.2 from a revised 48.6 in September. On Wall Street, mixed results. We're seeing Dow's down slightly at 11,163, with NASDAQ up 8 at 2498. This is NPR.